بسیار. سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده در دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی گمنام در تهران است، خانم جولی با هوشیاری 41 سال از کشور امریکا می باشه. و علی جان هم قبول زحمت برای ترجمه این کاری کشتن. از ایشان دعوت میکنیم سخنرانی خود را شروع کنند. ضمناً جلسه امشب در سایت tehranaa.org ذخیره خواهد شد. علی جان جلسه در خدمت شد. میکروفونت بسته است علی. اگه نمیتونی من باز کنم. بذار برای درخواست میفرستم. Ask on mute. باز شده. علی جان بستی دوباره میکروفونتو. اجازه بده من برات میفرستم.
الان درسته؟
الان درست.
Can you hear me? میکروفون جودی خانم هم باز کن لطفا.
اوکی جودی، I just send you unmute just now. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah.
All right,
there you go.
So we're ready.
Hi Jody, back to you. It's good to hear. Tehran AA, I am at your service. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ali. Hi everyone, my name is Jody and I am an alcoholic and a drug addict. And I just want to say I bring all of me here, and I mean that. And I'm very grateful to be here, and it's an honor and a privilege, you know, to share my experience, strength and hope, service, recovery, unity with everyone here today. And I just want to say that. Ali, I'm going to talk
Let
to
me pass you.
I'll pass it to Let you.
Okay. ایشون میفرماید اسمشون جودی هست، سلام میکنن و میفرماید من جودی هستم الکلی. خوشحالم که امشب در نیرو و امید شما به اشتراک میگذارم و چه خدماتی که توی ای دارم انجام میدم که در حقیقت به بهبودی من کمک میکنه. Back to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll just share a little bit about me. I picked up my first drink. I was 11 years old and it did everything and anything for me. And my disease took off rapidly. And I don't want to go stay too far in there, but I'll just tell you guys that like in the first step, we hit our bottom. And there is no other bankruptcy like this one. And my bottom, I hit at a young age. I was 22 years old when I got introduced to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thought I had a whole life ahead of me. I looked around the rooms and I went out and I came back at the age of 23. I'm going to pass it back to you on.
آره زمین پسیدان. خب ایشون میفرماید که سن 11 سالگی بود که مشروب شروع کردم به خوردن و همه چیز رو به من داد و منتها بیماری من خیلی سریع رشد کرد و از ساعت حضورتون من به آخر خط رسیدم، به ته خط رسیدم، حالا اینجا میگم باتم، کف کف خودم خوردم وقتی که 22 سالم بود و اتاقهای ای ای رو به من معرفی کردن و من گفتم اینجا جای من نیست چون من تمام زندگیم هنوز جلوی من خیلی جوونم. بیرون رفتم، لغزش کردم و در سن 23 سالگی برگشتم به ای ای. Back to you. You are 23.
Thank you. I'm 23. No, I'm 64 now, just so everyone knows. That's great. I love it. I'm going to come here every Saturday, just so everyone knows. I'll be back.
Yes, come on.
and You know, I just want to share something in here. This is my AA coin, you know, and I pulled it out. I'm holding it because, you know, I still get nervous, which I feel is so healthy. And I carry it in my pocket. Sometimes I'll put it in my shoe because I always want to remember, you know. I'm always an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I'm always a member in these rooms. And that came upon me I feel like it was a gift. I can't say exactly when, but here's what happened from Alcoholics Anonymous. People told me to keep coming back. They told me it works. They suggested that when I get up in the morning, I ask God, and I wasn't God, to keep me sober for another day. And to say please, and to thank God at night, and to get to a meeting. I'm going to pass it back to you, Ali.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. ایشون میگه ببینید من یه از این سکه های بهبودی رو دارم، سکه ای که نشون میده من چهار یا چند سال هوشیارم یا چه وضعیتی دارم، و این سکه به من یه قدرت عجیب غریب میده. بعض وقتا تو جیبم میذارم، بعض وقتا توی کفشم میذارم که یادم بمونه که من همیشه الکلی هستم و یک هدیه‌ای به من داده شده از طرف ای و از طرف خداوند که من این هدیه رو بهتر نگه دارم. و وقتی که برگشتم تو اون سن 23 سالگی به ای به جلسات ای، هر روز به من گفتن، حالا اینو همیشه ما میگیم keep coming back، که میشه از دوره به جلسات بیایید و این برنامه کار میکنه اگر کارش بکنی. و به من یه پیشنهاداتی دادن که یکی از اون پیشنهادات این بود که هر روز صبح دعا کنم و از خدا بخوام که یه روز خوبی داشته باشم، به جلسه برم و یه سری کارهای دیگه بکنم و فراموش نکنم که من خدا نیستم. Back to you.
Thank you. So I have to pause for 1 second. So over time, you know, I got to practice these steps to the best of my ability, and then practice them again and again and again and again, and the traditions over and over again and again. And we were given this literature, the 12 and 12, the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all of this for us to carry on. And I'll just share that this morning, because my topic today is a newfound freedom. It first was freedom, and then it turned into a newfound freedom, which I love. And I Googled, like, because I want to sound good, you know? I want to find the right thing to read and the right thing to say. And that it all lives inside of me. So what you guys are getting today is me and my experience, strength, and hope from how AA has and the way of life has lived inside of me for 41 years. It's kind of wild. I'm going to pass yes. it to you.
Okay. If you don't mind. Excuse me. ببخشید دوستان. ایشون می‌فرماد که ببینید وقتی که من اومدم به تدریج به مرور همینطوری که پاکیم یا هوشیاریم بیشتر شد، قدم‌ها رو کار کردم، قدم‌ها رو از دوباره از دوباره از دوباره و از دوباره هم کار کردم هم تو زندگی هم تمرینشون کردم. بعدش رسیدیم به traditions یا سنت ها که اونا رو هم کار کردم از دوباره از دوباره از دوباره و به تدریج. ایشون بیشتر از 41 سالی که هوشیاره، پس یه کارهایی رو کرده که من هم باید همون کارها رو بکنم یا ما با هم باید همون کارها رو بکنیم. و یک کتابی 12 قدم 12 سنت و کتاب بیگ بوک خودمون، کتاب بزرگ که اینها توش قشنگ نوشته شده و چگونگی عملکرد ما هستش. قرار امشب در مورد یک آزادی جدیدی که ایشون پیدا کرده در موردش صحبت بکنه و از شبت به حضورتون میگه من تجربه خودم رو خواهم گفت در مورد راه جدیدی برای زندگی، A new way of life and a new found freedom. Back to you.
Thank you. So when I was thinking of this as my morning was going on, what kept coming up for me was like letting go. How do I learn to let go? How do I practice letting go? And in letting go, for me, this has been my experience that I really found this morning when I really thought about it was freedom. So freedom of the bondage of self. Like I have to be right. I have to be perfect.
Could you repeat that? You get disconnected for a few seconds.
Okay. Did you miss all of it or?
No, just after how do I practice letting go and letting okay. God take care of things.
Like how do I practice letting go? Like, because how do I, like this alcoholic, I want to judge. I want to be right. I want to hold on to. I want you to, you know, if I have this, I'll be that. That perfectionism and like the idea that also I can handle this. Like I got this. And this morning I realized, like glancing in the rearview mirror in my life, that it's a place that I'm finding more comfort in freedom and letting go. I don't do it perfectly, but I feel it now in my life, like I could feel it show up. I think you're good, Ali.
All right, okay. حالا میخوام به تجربه‌مو بگم که چطوری تمرین کنم رها کردن و چجوری تمرین کنم نگه داشتن این حالت آزادی رو که بعد از یه مدتی تمرین کردنش خیلی وقتا حسش میکنم و خیلی وقتا از دستش میدم چون رها نمیکنم. ارشاد بزرگتون من آدمی هستم که به خاطر طبیعت و حالا شخصیتی یا هر چیزی که هست میخوام قضاوت کنم، میخوام همیشه حق با من باشه، همیشه درست باشم، میخوام کمالگرا باشم، پرفکشنیست باشم، میخوام همه چیزو هندل بکنم، همه چیزو یه جورایی کنترل بکنم که من میدونم چطوری درستش انجام بدم. و متوجه شدم یواش یواش که اینها چیزهایی هستش که باید باید که نه، بهتر رها کنم تا احساس خوبی داشته باشم. حالا و اوقاتی که این کارها رو رها میکنم، این چیزها رو رها میکنم و میذارم که خداوند مراقبت بکنه از من و انجامشون میدم، حال بهتری دارم و میتونم تو این دنیا، تو این زندگی راحت تر زندگی کنم. All right, go ahead.
Okay. And in order for me to know like what freedom isn't, which is to be a prisoner inside of my own soul, I had to know what that was. And like alcohol and drugs, at first they were like my friend, you know, like they took me away. And eventually it became, I was a prisoner to that way of life. And by practicing like the offerings that we have, and recently I've been really into like practicing the St. Francis prayer. Like where there is sadness, I may bring joy. And I'm just trying to continue to practice this. Where there's shadows, I may bring light. And just continue to practice it and practice it and practice it, and to be open to this way of life, to this freedom, this level of freedom. And that prayer is in our 11th step. And then we get to do the 12th step, which is to carry the message. Like I'm sitting here, I'm in Iran, right?
Time out.
Okay, you're good.
Thank you so much. All right, good to see you. ببینید میفرماید، ببینید این من متوجه شدم که زندانی درون خودم هستم. من روحم در من زندانی بود و هنوز هم خیلی وقتا هستش. الکل و مواد مخدر اوائلش دوستای من بودن، ولی یواش یواش منم اسیر کردن و بعد از سالیان سال که تمرین این قدم ها و سنت ها رو هر روزه دارم انجام میدم، یکی از چیزهایی که به من خیلی کمک میکنی که احساس آزادی و راحتی بیشتری در درون خودم بکنم، این دعای قدم 11 است که توی 12-12 اومده و یه قسمت هایش میگه وقتی که جای ناراحتی باشه بنده حامل لذت و خوشحالی باشم، جایی که سایه و تاریکی باشه من حامل نور باشم. و اینو تمرین که میکنم و به خودم ذکر میگم و تمرین میکنم، ای به خودم میگم، ذهنم باز میشه و احساس راحتی، شادی، وجد در درون میکنم. اوکی، حالا قدم میخواد بره سراغ قدم 12. ببینید چی میخواد بگه. Back to you on 12 step.
Thank you. So I get to practice sharing this message in here to other alcoholics, to practice these principles in all my affairs. And I get to like have these tools that I can lean on, which is one that I love right now is this one's like, I have to tell you, like, I just love this one, the pieces. And it's, do I need to say it? And do I need to say it now? And it's a practice. Like, it's like a big practice. But the results are peaceful. Like, and And I also practice it on myself, the way that I talk to myself. I'm trying that, to practice that, because when I do so, there's this sense of peace and freedom of judgment. I'm going to pass it to you, Ali.
All right. You know, I'm going to do the best I can since I get on and off, but I think I got it. ایشون میفرماید که در قدم 12 من این اصول رو که توی این قدم 12 بوده در تمام امور زندگیم تمرین میکنم و تمرین میکنم و تمرین میکنم و این پیام رو به دیگر افراد الکلی هم میرسونم و در نتیجه این قضیه ببینید این به ما گفت یک تمرین بسیار بزرگه، یک تمرین کوچک نیست و هرچی بیشتر تمرین میکنم راحت تر میشم و نتیجهش هم بسیار بزرگه. تمرین بزرگ نتیجه بزرگ میشه. به عبارتی هرچی بیشتر تمرین میکنم کمتر بهشون احتیاج دارم، چون که نتیجهش بسیار جالبه و به یک صلح درونی و یک راحتی درونی میرسم. و یادم اون وقتا با خودم درگیر بودم، تمام مدت داشتم با خودم صحبت میکردم، ولی امروزه وقتی که دعا میکنم، وقتی که مراقبه میکنم، با یک صلح آزادی میرسم و دنیا رو اونطوری که هست میپذیرم و قضاوت هم کمتر میکنم. I think I did it. Go ahead.
You're doing great. So I also want to share we all go through a lot in this lifetime, and in my time sober, I've been through situations that used to baffle me. Some of them were great. And
I got disconnected. Sorry. Could you start that all over again? I got disconnected.
Sure. We've all been through so much in our lifetime, you know, in our lives. And some of the things I've been through sober have been incredibly wonderful and gifts. And some things, they're all gifts, but have been really things in my life that I unexpected. How am I going to get through this? And it's always been like the hand of AA has always been there, you know, from the first day I got here, when people said, keep coming back, because no one ever said to me, keep coming back, or it's good to see you, you know, and, so I'm
going to
give that back to you, Ali, right now.
Okay. میگه همه ما با اتفاقات زیادی که برامون در زمان مصرف افتاده وارد این برنامه میشیم و اتفاقات خیلی جالبی هم در زمان هوشیاری برای ما میفته. بعضی ها خوب، بعضی از این اتفاقات خوب، بعضی ها بد. ولی همه اونها چه خوب و چه بد یه هدایایی بودند که به ما تجارب بسیار زیبایی دادن. خیلی وقتا با موقعیت‌های عجیب و غریبی توی ای ای مواجه شدم. منتها دست ای ای، دست الکلی‌های گمنام همیشه با من بوده و خیلی جالبه که این مسائل و این تجربیات تبدیل به نیرو و امید من شدن. و از مثلا از روز اول به من گفتن خیلی خوش آمدی. تا اون موقع خیلی وقتا اصلا کسی به من نگفت تو خیلی خوش آمدی. به من گفتن بازم بیا. از این حرفا تو زندگی من نبود. به کجا بیام؟ اینه که یه آغوش باز برای من تو ای باز شد. به من خوش آمد گفتن. و داستان از همون روز اول شروع شد و هنوز هم تمام نشده. Back to you.
Perfect. In the second step, it talks about towards the end. It's like the second paragraph or third paragraph before the end. It talks about the definition of sanity is soundness of mind. And to me, that's freedom. To have a sound mind. To not pick up a drink today, that's freedom. To know where my feet are right now, that's freedom. To know that a power greater than me is carrying me through this lifetime. And to give it up, to give it up. I'm not God. And I don't want to, I'm not going to tell God what to do. Because if I do that, it's a train wreck. And so I've walked through, if you want it now, Ali, or you want me to keep going?
Yes, I'm looking for that paragraph that you said at the end of second step. You know what page that is?
Hang on. It's good that chairs have wheels, right? Hang on. Here it is. Oh, it's step two. Sorry. I hope I said step two. It's on page 33, and it says, sanity is defined as soundness of mind. Yet no alcoholic soberly analyzing his destructive behavior, whether the destruction fell on the dining room furniture or on his own moral fiber, can claim soundness of mind for himself.
Okay. All right. I think I got it. Yes. ببینید در آخر قدم دو توی 12-12 از شاید به حضور شما تعریفی هست برای داشتن سلامت عقل که من دارم دنبالش میگردم منطقه الان توی به اصطلاح ویراستاریش هستم. میگه سلامت عقل داشتن یه فکر درست برای دیدن چیزهای درسته و تشخیص درست دادن از غلط بودنه. تعریف داره در حقیقت سلامت عقل. دقیقا نتونستم پیداش کنم چون که خودم دارم الان این رو ویراستاری میکنم. منطقه داشتن سلامت عقل هست. یکی از چیزهای دیگه که وجود داره اینه که من در طول روز با نیروی برترم صحبت بکنم و یواش یواش متوجه میشم که من با نفسم و با مغزم دارم با ایشون صحبت بکنم یا با قلبم یا با دلم. و این یکی از چیزهایی که توی قدم دو ما بهش میرسیم. امیدوارم تونسته باشم نکته رو براتون باز کرده باشم. اوکی، back to you.
Okay. So I was thinking, I used to, and I compare myself with myself. That's the best way to do it. Because if I compare my insides with other people's outsides, they're never going to match. I heard that in AA from someone I know. But, you know, I used to live in that fantasy if I had that house, that car. I'm a clothing designer, so if I sold to that store, If I had that much money, if I looked that way, if I did that thing, I would be okay, you know? And but for me now, it's so interesting how none of that matters. I mean, it matters, like, I take really good care of myself. And that I'm worthy of. And that I'm kind. And that I'm alive. I'm grateful to be alive. And I'm not rushing around to get that next thing, that next this, that next that. Do you want to take that, Ali?
Yes, I got it. یه چیز دیگه ای که خیلی برای من مهم بوده و دارم انجامش میدم این بود که خودم رو با خودم مقایسه کنم، خودم رو با دیگران مقایسه نکنم، چون که اون موقع ها من درون خودم رو با ظاهر دیگران و قسمت بیرونی دیگران مقایسه میکردم و حالم بد میشد. توی AA یاد گرفتم که خودم رو با خودم مقایسه بکنم، چه کار دارم به دیگران. ببین، فانتزی من این بود، توی ذهنم این بود که اگر من اون ماشین رو داشته باشم یا اون منزل رو داشته باشم یا اونقدر پول داشته باشم یا قیافم اگر اینجوری باشه اونجوری نباشه، من اوکی میشم و همه چیز خوب میشه. ولی امروز این چیزها برای من خیلی مهم نیستن و خیلی وقتا اصلا مسائل پیش پا افتاده هستن. چیزی که امروز برای من مهمه اینه که من ارزشمند هستم، از درون احساس ارزش میکنم، من همین جوری که هستم خوب هستم، من از خودم و از حالات درونی خودم مراقبت و نگهبانی میکنم، شاکر هستم برای زنده بودن. و یکی از چیزهای بسیار زیبایی که گفت که خود بنده‌ام با تمرین کنم یعنی که عجله نکنم، شتاب زده نباشم و تعجیل نکنم در کارها. Back to you.
Okay. And that made me just think of when I first got sober, I would say out loud, I didn't get sober to be miserable. Did we get disconnected? Can you hear me?
Jody?
Yeah?
I lost you.
Okay, you found me now. I
can't hear you.
How about now?
علی جان، مشکلی از لحاظ سمت خانم جودی نیست، فکر کنم اینترنت خودت مشکل داره. سر شما هم صدا رو خوب میشنوی؟ آره. Sorry Judy, I think Ali lost the signal. Ali, can you hear me?
Ali's back.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I think Ali, the problem is that your side, because I can hear her voice clearly. There is no problem for
He's back, Azizam.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can see you and I can hear you. Good to be back.
So, when I first got sober, I said I didn't get sober to be miserable. And in order to live by that, I had to do the work. And I had to work with others, and others had to work with me. And we do this together. In the step book, I just learned this recently. There's that word, we rally together. We rally together here. And and I've allowed myself to make time for myself and to make time for others. and to be of service. And service is such a great feeling, and to be sober and to walk through life on life's terms. Like I said, I've been through a lot of stuff sober, like really great things and really things that I just wouldn't wish on anyone. My dad committed suicide 1 week before my 5th AA anniversary. And I was always afraid I was going to be like him. He was a great guy. He was really creative and kind. And today I'm really grateful I am like him. And I remember at that time, I thought woulda, coulda, should have been me. You know, that's where alcohol could take me. And, it's something, I don't know why I thought to bring it up here today, but in some ways I think my father found his own freedom and I found my freedom in here. And we don't know. None of us know. We do not know. And that's why I stay so close to the rooms and to others in Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't do this alone, you know? And my dad got to see me sober. How cool is that, right? And I think that's a gift. And there's joyous things that have happened in my life. You know, we have a daughter. She's 33. She never saw me drunk. She's seen me crazy, but she never saw me drunk. And I'm happy. Today, I can say I'm happy. Are you good, Ali, or you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm better than good. Just
I just love you. You're the best.
ببینید میفرمایید که یکی از چیزهایی که توی برنامه یاد گرفتم اینه که این کارا رو ما با هم میکنیم. من نمیتونم ولی ما میتونیم. وقتم رو برای خودم و دیگران صرف میکنم. وقتی که در کار خدماتی انجام میدم خیلی حالم بهتر میشه. زندگی رو اونطور که هست سعی میکنم بپذیرم. و ببینید من 41 سال هوشیار هستم و در این مدت اتفاقات بسیار جالب و عجیب غریبی افتاده. مثلا 5 یه هفته قبل از تولد 5 سالگیم که هوشیار بودم، بنده خدا پدرم خودشو کشت. آدم بسیار خوبی بود، آدم مهربانی بود و الان من بعد از مدت ها تازه دارم میشم مثل او. و من این آزادی فکر و بیان رو اینجا پیدا کردم و من یواش یواش متوجه شدم که نمیدونم. ما متوجه شدیم که بسیار کم میدانیم. و پدرم خوشبختانه منو هوشیار دید، 5 سال منو هوشیار دید و این اتفاق بسیار زیبایی بود که 5 سال از زندگی هوشیاری من دید. من الان یه دختر 33 ساله دارم که هیچ وقت منو مست لایعقل ندیده و این هم یکی از چیزهای دیگه ایه که از شاد و حضورتون این زندگی میگم AA به عنوان هدیه به من داده است. All right, I did it.
You did great. I just want to say, I went on the website for AA in Iran, And it's so beautiful, like the way it's designed. And I want to acknowledge that, because if I didn't know Serge, right? Because the pandemic and Zoom, like, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't know about to see that. And like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I've slowed down in my life to be able to absorb and appreciate what shows up in my life. And that's freedom right there. And that these offerings to slow down, because I was someone that I always busy, fill space. And I had to squeeze myself into like my life. And today I get to live my life. And with that, I'm grateful. And the freedom to let go a day at a time, and to stay sober a day at a time. It's such a gift that we all have. It's like, it's priceless to me. And it's, and I hope I help people here. I did laugh, which was great. It's fun to laugh, right? I feel a part of, not separated yes. from. And it's really, I don't know that there's a word to describe it. So I just want to thank everyone.
We are another Gromlot.
You good?
Yes. Go ahead, finish it up, if you don't mind.
Okay. I just want to thank everyone for this opportunity, and to thank Serge, because the day he called me, my head was like, it was like a wake-up call. Like, I just said, yes, you know, and that's how we do it. And that's how
all right.
So thank you.
All right. اوکی تانکیو آن آل بی رایت بک. دوستان میگن چقدر خوبه که من با AA ایران آشنا شدم و چقدر کار شما رو تایید میکنم و تشویقتون میکنم که این راه رو ادامه بدید. مثلا من آقای سرژ رو نمیشناختم و از طریق این برنامه ایشون رو شناختم. چیز دیگه که من یاد گرفتم اینه که آهسته و پیوسته کارم رو ادامه بدم، از سرعتم کم بکنم تا بتونم از زندگی لذت ببرم و زندگی بهتری داشته باشم و از مسیر زندگی لذت ببرم، به عبارت دیگه تا و هوشیار بمونم و یک روز از این زندگی و از این شادی ها و از این خنده ها لذت ببرم. و این ارزش زیادی داره. خیلی خوبه که ما شاد و خندان با همدیگه باشیم و از این مسیر لذت ببریم. میخواستم از همه تشکر کنم، از سرژ هم تشکر کنم که منو دعوت کرد به اینجا، و از تمام خدمتگزاران عزیزی هم که هستن تشکر میکنم. Thank you so much.